Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Chandler's here, too, folks. He's a new friend and the author of Dream Weaving, The Secret to Overwhelming Your Business Competition. Michael is the president of the Chandler Marketing Company out of beautiful downtown Glenwood Springs, Colorado, a great place, a great part of America. And, folks, he also is the national winner of, and this I'm so jealous, 41 Silver Microphone Awards for Outstanding Advertising and Copywriting. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
You know, we've just met, Michael, and it really makes me feel bad about myself. I'm not proud of myself now, Michael, but we've only just met, and I'm already jealous of you. 41 silver microphones. That's just not really. I mean, would you just take a year off and give somebody else a break?
All right, it's done. I'll say no more competition for Michael.
Well, yeah, just take a year off. You know, I remember. I don't know if you remember this or not. You look like you might be almost as old as I am. Many years ago, I think it was probably at least 25 years ago. Paul Simon, the other half of Simon and Garfunkel, received an award at a Grammy, I guess it was. And the first thing he said was he wanted to thank Michael Jackson for not doing an album that year.
Well.
So you know, if you take a year off and anybody wins an award, they need to say, "Well, I want to thank Michael Chandler for taking a break this year."
I promise I'm going to turn off the lights as soon as we're done here.
Talk to us about Dream Weaving.
Well, it's in the years that I've been working with businesses and the way that the marketplace continues to evolve and change, and I know that's always been the case, but it seems that certainly when the internet became widely used and in small towns, small communities, there was no longer one hardware store, one grocery store.
Right.
The small businesses were really under pressure to continue to perform and hopefully succeed, and they just didn't have the resources, either their employees or research or marketing budgets, to keep pace with the larger stores as they came in.
Capital.
That's right. It just in all areas of their business, and they needed help. And I'm in listening to them, and that's the key. It really all rests in listening to people, and then the ideas spring forward. I came up with a communication strategy that I call dream weaving, and it really flies in the face of what many business people feel it takes to run a business, and that many business people, like, for instance, you, Jim, I see that you've been doing consulting with businesses for a great many years, a number of them within the Fortune 100 group, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I would
as well as the Fortune 100,000 group too. Many are six the Fortune 25 million, I think maybe is a better way to say it.
Well, I would think when a business person approaches you and says, "Jim, I really need some help. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?" I would think that you might expect that business person to expect you to respond by saying, "Well, I've been in the business this amount of time, and the suggestions that I may provide you would be logical and rational and pragmatic and empirical and numbers-driven." And those sorts of phrases are what many business people feel comfortable with, and they
right.
feel if they adopt those particular procedures that good things will happen for them. And dream weaving actually is the reverse of that. Dream weaving acknowledges, and it may be tough for many business people to realize this, but there isn't a single buying decision on earth that isn't primarily motivated by emotion and justified all the way home with logic.
One of the things,
emotional first, not logic.
One of the things, Michael, that my audience knows, that they've been hearing me say this for years, is, you know, when you were talking about the big box companies coming in and basically changing the world of small business owners, what I tell them is to thank Walmart. I tell them, you know, don't be mad at Walmart. Thank Walmart. Because they're taking away all the people who were never going to buy from you anyway. They were only going to take up your time. So thank Walmart for getting those people out of your hair.
Well, I think that's good advice, Jim. I think I don't see any point in any business blaming their woes or lack of success on someone else.
That's right.
And there's good news there because any small business, I truly believe this, have found this to be true. Not only can they compete, even if they're right next door, 100 feet away from
right.
a big box, not only compete but thrive as long as they realize that if they have what's called an emotional bridge between them and their business and the customer who they're trying to attract, an emotional bridge, that once that bridge is built, and that involves the tactics and strategies of dream weaving, that I don't care if they're surrounded by 20 big box stores.
That's right.
They will continue to grow and prosper.
There's a little story that I heard a while back about a little local coffee shop. And I've forgotten which city it was in, but it was there before there was a Starbucks in existence. And before long, Starbucks came around and they opened up just across the street. And if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the story correctly, it wasn't too long before another kind of a Starbucks type of a company opened up, you know, a block or so away. And everybody thought that the little original guy would go out of business. The truth is he's thriving. And it's because of what you're saying.
Well, for those in the audience right now who are having a tough time wrestling with the notion of, well, if I focus on emotions, is that the key to attracting customers of true significance and lifetime loyalty? It would be easy for your coffee shop fellow to say, all right, I'm going to attract a lot of people into my store today. I'm going to give away all the coffee. It's all free today. And that would bring people into his store. Mm-hmm. They would be quite busy that day. And at the end of the day, the guy would say to himself, as his back was hurting and he was looking forward to a long night's sleep, boy, that really worked. And obviously, we all know it didn't work at all. There's no true significance or lifetime loyalty with that customer because they came in for free stuff. Many people say, well, I gotta give it away to get it. That's not true. That would be your competing head-to-head with a big box store, and you'll never beat them on product and price ever.
Stand by, Michael. When we come back, folks, you've heard me say the price war is over, and we lost. And we'll get Michael to comment on that right after these messages. Michael Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of Dream Weaving. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and check out my blog. It's also something you can subscribe to for free. It'll come on Monday through Friday if you subscribe, or you can just come and get it whenever you want it. The newsletter comes by email every Sunday. It gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things that are available for you on our website, the archives, the articles, etc., etc. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Michael Chandler is our new friend, and he's got a website too, don't you, Michael?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and I must admit, maybe I should be embarrassed. I have not.
You ever. Should be embarrassed, Michael.
If you go to google.com and do Google me at Michael Chandler, Dreamweaving, you'll see lots of information.
But, Michael, we got to dreamweave you right into a website here. We got to go get michaelchandler.com. You need to do that today.
Well, I'll get right on it.
Dreamweaving, tell us where it's available, please.
I think probably if you do go to, if you Google Michael Chandler Dreamweaving, you'll see hundreds of bookstores or Amazon.com or Barnes
right.
& Noble. Or you can go directly to Pelican Publishing. They're the publishers of the book, and that's available at Pelican Pub. Pelican as in the bird, P-U-B right. as in Doc Holliday Saloon.
Right.
PelicanPub.com, and you can buy it directly from the pub.
All right, check it out. Michael, as we went to the break, I made a statement that my audience has heard me say 1,000 times over the last 8.5 years, and that is for them, the price war is over and we lost, so don't fight that war. What do you think?
Absolutely. If you continue to focus on, now that doesn't mean, doesn't relieve you of being competitive. You must
right.
be competitive. But actually it's been determined, and I would think, Jim, you probably shared this with your audience before, that as long as the customer feels an emotional link with the business and the person that they're dealing with, they will pay 10% more than their competitor offers exactly the same item for, only because they feel so good in entering the store.
Research has shown that.
Uh-huh.
Research has shown, in fact, one piece of research I saw said that people would pay up to 16% more. And therein lies your margins, isn't it?
Absolutely. And for those in the audience, say, I just don't find that to be true. There's a national retailer that I'm sure many of you are aware of called Nordstrom.
Right.
And the reason Nordstrom succeeds in the way they do, even though that they are 2, 3, 4 times as expensive for exactly the same product as the store, the big box down the street, it's because people know when they visit Nordstrom, they will be treated like kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that notion of I'm going to be treated the way I wish to be treated, and even more so, they will choose Nordstrom's for exactly the same product, and that's why Nordstrom succeeds in the way they do.
Michael, one of the things that that I think has happened concurrently with the big box, the advent of the big boxes, is that two things. Number one, people want what you said. They want to be treated a little bit nicer, and they're willing to pay for that. And number two is they want you to save them time, and they're willing to pay for that. And that's a phenomenon. Those are two phenomena that I think have happened in the last 10 or 20 years. And to me, that's actually the best thing that's ever happened to small business owners. This whole scenario, meaning that people who only want price have got a place to go, and people who want to pay a little bit more for a little more value, a little more attention, and a little bit of time saving, they have a place to go, and that's just small business owners.
That's right. For the businesses that focus on price, as Jim has already said, you'll never win that battle. Even if there isn't a big box in your town, there are all the big boxes in your town because of the internet. Everything could be found cheaper somewhere else, but there's only one place that they can find the unique caring that your business provides, and that's your business. And that is the one thing that people seek more than anything else, and that is someone who cares about them. As a matter of fact, Jim, there are, I suppose I should share this so the businesses listening have something to hold on to. There are 7 specific steps that every one of your customers is searching for. I know what the business is searching for. Each business person listening says, I want your business. Mm-hmm. And if that is what you wish, I want your business. If you just remember these 7 things, if I may share them with you.
Go ahead.
May I do that?
Quickly.
Okay, the number one thing, people do business with people they like. 2, to like you, I must first trust you. And to build trust, I must first become familiar with you. In order to become familiar with you, I have to become aware of you. And to become aware of you, you got to get my attention. And the fastest way to get my attention is to be interested in me. And more than anything else, I'm interested in my dreams coming true, period. So if you focus on the customer's dreams first and then go back through those 7 steps, you'll have their business. You won't even have to ask for it. They'll be there. Just like Kevin Costner in the motion picture Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
If you build it, that notion of caring, they will come.
Well, and the thing is so many, what you just said is the opposite of the way so many people made a living in the 20th century, which was the product of the month. The 21st century cannot be about your products. It's got to be about what you said, Michael, and that's what they're emotional about, what they care about, what they're interested in, what those customers are interested in. The book is called Dreamweaving, The Secret of Overwhelming Your Business Competition. Michael Chandler is the author. Michael, congratulations on your book, and well done. Will you come back another day?
I would, and thank you for the invite and for our time together this morning, Jim.
Hi, we've enjoyed it. Michael Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, the book's available wherever books are sold. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back with our good friend Tom A. Sacker, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
war, nothing is going right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.